当我们再次聚集在你的面前。
All right, once again, we're gathered in thy presence tonight.
我们都在这里一同仰望。
And together, we look to you.
主，因为你乐意向人启示你的自己。
Because you are willing to reveal yourself to us.
所以我们也就坦然地来到你的面前，向你有所等候。
And so we do boldly come into your presence to look and wait upon you.
主啊，你知道我们今天晚上要开始看启示录。
And Lord, you know that we'll begin looking into Revelation tonight.
这是你很祝福的一本书。
This is a book which you have greatly blessed.
也是仇敌最恨的一本书。
And it's also a book which the enemy is disliking.
所以我们到你面前来仰望你的怜悯和扶持。
And so we do come into your presence to look for your mercy and your support.
让你自己荣耀的作为显明在聚会的中间。
That may your glorious work be manifested in our meeting.
我们求你用着你的话向我们发出亮光。
And that you will use your word to enlighten us.
也用着你自己复活的大能拒绝仇敌一切的骚扰。
And to use the power of your resurrection.
保守我们在这里交通的领受交通的都一同蒙你的纪念。
To stop any intervention of the enemy so that we who share our That fellowship would be remembered by you.
主啊，用着你为我们所流的血来显明你的保护。
Lord, use your precious blood to manifest your protection over us.
也用着你复活的大能在这里显出你自己的扶持。
And use the might of your resurrection to manifest your support to us.
不叫仇敌有任何的骚扰。
So that the enemy cannot disrupt us.
我们的愚昧软弱。和是我们所造出的破口
that it would overcome our foolishness, our weaknesses, our failures.
你都用你自己的恩手来堵塞
that you would use your gracious hand to stop that.
我们在这里一同仰望我们的神
Lord, together we look to our God here.
我们还要求你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们
And we do also ask that you would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就我们能按照你当年说话的心意来明白你要我们明白
So that we'll understand what you want us to understand according to the heart that you had when you spoke these words.
主，我们都等候在这里
Lord, we await here.
主啊，你向我们说话
Speak to us.
在我们心里面说话
Speak to our hearts.
借着圣灵照亮你说话所留下的字句来向我们说话
Through the Holy Spirit, shine your light upon the words that you have left behind for us.
主啊，但愿你心里的话没有给我们忽略掉
Lord, may we not be careless and neglect the words that are in your heart.
我们在说，我们都在这里
We say again that we are here.
主啊，你赐福纪念我们。
Lord, bless and remember us.
我们将仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天晚上开始要看启示录。
Tonight we'll start reading Revelation.
那我们开始来看启示录的时候。
And as we start looking into Revelation,
我们还不能一下子就进到本文的里边去。
We cannot immediately jump into the text itself.
我想要用两次的时间来和弟兄姊妹们来先来认识这一本书。
I think we might need to use two sessions to share to first have an understanding of this book.
也按照主自己给我们所体会的来了解怎样来读这一卷书
And also according to the understanding which the Lord would grant us that we may know how to read this book.
长久以来过去的弟兄们给我们很明确的看到一件事
For a long period of time the brethren before us has shown us one thing very clear about this.
圣经里边有两卷书是仇敌最恨的
That there are two books in particular in the Bible which the enemy really hates.
一本是创世纪
One is Genesis.
一本是启示录
And the other, Revelation.
我们也实在是经历这样的事
And indeed, we ourselves may have experienced this.
尤其是读到启示录
Especially when we read Revelation.
移动仇敌的震怒是很常见的
That it is very common to see that by reading Revelation, it would ignite the wrath of the enemy.
很明显的给我们看到他不高兴我们 看到他的结局。
It is very clear that he is not happy when we read about his end result.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
And we praise and thank our God.
创世纪是开始。
Genesis was the beginning.
启示录是结局。
Revelation is the end.
神那一个永远的计划就是透过这两本书来发表出来。
And the eternal plan of God is revealed, manifested through these two books.
如果把这两本书拿走
Now if we take away these two books
其他的圣经就显得没有什么意义
Then the other books of the Bible does not seem as meaningful
因为这两本书一个是开始一个是结局
Because in these two books one is the beginning and the other is the end
当中呢66卷都是过程
And so within all these 66 books are the process
如果没有目的没有结局那个过程就的确是没有什么意义
And so without the purpose and without the result then indeed that process would be less meaningful
那因此我们来看到启示录的时候
Therefore when we do read Revelation
我们就要注意启示录这一本书究竟是一本什么书
We must pay attention in fact what kind of book this book Revelation is
当然它是圣经66卷里头的一卷
Of course it is one of the 66 books in the Bible
也是最幕后的一卷
It is also the last book of the Bible
好多人读启示录读不下去
And many when they read Revelation they cannot go on
因为他们不知道启示录里面究竟在讲什么
Because they just don't understand what Revelation is talking about
因为里面有很多是用表号来发表的
Because many of it is symbolic
有些人就以为说
And so some may say
因为当时是罗马帝国逼迫教会最厉害的那一段时间
Because at the time of the writing of Revelation is the most severe time of persecution from the Roman Empire to the church
教会受了很大很大的创伤
And so the church was greatly damaged and hurt
启示录写出来的时候
And when Revelation was written
彼得已经给杀了
Peter was already killed
保罗也被杀了
Paul was also killed
十二个使徒当中只剩下约翰一个
And so within the 12 apostles only John was left
其他各地的神的儿女们都是受了很严重的前他
And even the children of God scattered abroad they were greatly trampled upon
教会是落在一个很大很大的艰难的里头
And the church was in a very much difficult state
那在这种情形的底下
And so under that condition
那人很容易就生乏好些个想法
Very easily then man can have their own way of thinking
有些人会想
Some might think
为什么神允许这些事情临到教会
Why would it be that God would allow for such things to, for the church to encounter
为什么神不施行拯救
And how come God would not manifest his deliverance
这些事情这样继续下去
And for these things to continue on
会不会给人一个体会就是我们所相信的神究竟可靠不可靠
Would it then allow for man to come up with this kind of thinking?
是真的还是不是真的?
That they would doubt if God was trustworthy, is he true?
但是感谢神,
But we thank God.
他就在这样的环境的底下,
It was under this situation.
把启示录启示出来,
That he revealed to us Revelation.
所以里面一个非常非常明显的信息是一个安慰也是一个激励
And so a very clear message of Revelation is of comfort and encouragement
那这样的体会也是对的
And so to understand in this way is also correct
但是因着这样的体会再加上当时的那种环境
But because of this understanding that we may have and the situation at the time
有些人就以为说
Some then might claim
启示录里面用了很多古灵古怪的那些表号来说明一些事情
that in Revelation there are so many things that are symbolic
乃是因为形势所逼啊
it is because of the situation around them that they were forced to write in this way
有很多话是不能明讲
And so some of the words you cannot say very clearly.
明讲马上就会引动罗马皇帝的怒气。
And when you express it openly, then you'll bring on the wrath of the Roman Empire.
所以圣灵就用着各种各样的表号来写出来。
So the Holy Spirit uses many symbols to express what is written here.
当时的人读了就知道是什么意思。
But for the people who read it at that time, they would know what it means.
因为只能用人的道理来讲，这个好像是有点道理。
Brothers and sisters, to use man's logic in saying this, it may make sense.
但是你读进去的时候，你发觉这完全是不可能的。
But when you read into it, then you discover that is impossible.
那为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣经的发表
Because the expression of the Bible
不是单单为着当时接受启示的人
It's not only for those who receive the revelation at that particular time
也是为着以后世世代代读经的人
But it is also for those to come, the generations to come that would read the Bible
比方说我们现在
So for example, us today
我们并不在罗马帝国当时的那段历史里面
We're not within the history of the Roman Empire at the time
如果说要在那段历史里头就能明白领会 这些表号所说的
And so for those who claim you must be in that historic time to understand what the symbols are talking about
那我们就没有条件领会
Then we're not qualified to understand it at all
启示录就不是对我们说话了。
So then, Revelation is not speaking to us.
所以弟兄们，当我们稍微思想一下，就立刻觉得那种讲法只是一种讲法而已，而不是当时圣灵启示的那个目的。
So then, brothers and sisters, if we look into it a little deeper, we'll realize what those who claim that way is only their thoughts. That is not the truth.
并且很明显的一件事情。
And another thing, very clear.
我想弟兄姊妹们也能记得,
I think brothers and sisters also remember this.
当约翰被砍头了以后,
that after John was beheaded,
施浸约翰被砍头以后,
that is John the Baptist when he was beheaded,
接着出来, 传道了,
then our Lord came forth to preach.
那么有人来告诉我们的主说,
and so others came to tell our Lord,
他说西律要找你, 要找你,
he says that Herod wants to look for you.
他又找到你要杀你。
And if he finds you, he wants to kill you.
那当时我们的主怎样回答那些报信的人呢?
And so how did our Lord answer to those who gave him this message?
他说,你们回去告诉那个老狐狸。
And so he says, go tell that sly fox.
告诉他什么?
Tell him what?
主说我, 今天明天我还要往前行
To tell him that today and tomorrow I will go forward
总的一句话来说
And so to conclude
我的时间没有到
That my time has yet to come
那是什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
那个意思就是说
That is to say
你要来杀我
If you want to come kill me
我根本就不惧怕
I'm not afraid of your political power
我是该按照神的定义来行走
That I walk by the will of God.
神让我今天往前行,
and today, if God wants me to go forward,
神让我明天往前行,
if tomorrow He wants me to go ahead,
神要我前行到什么地步, 我就前行到什么地步,
and however far God will take me, I will go there.
你要来恐吓, 你喝不到我,
and if you want to come threaten me, it will not work.
你看到当时我们的主是这样来对付那个外面的
So brothers and sisters, you see then how our Lord dealt with the external powers and persecution at the time. And it's the same when our Lord sent the disciples.
他说你到了一些地方,
that when you go somewhere,
如果人家接待你,
if others receive you,
你们就把祝福带到那些家里,
then you will bring blessings to those houses.
如果那些人,那个城的人不接待你们,
if those people, the people of the city does not receive you,
你们就 躲上脚下的尘土就离开那个城
Even shake off the dust on your shoes and leave, depart away from that city
那这是什么?
And so what does that mean?
这乃是告诉他们的门徒说
That is to tell his disciples
不必因着外面的环境顺利或者不顺利而受影响
Not to be influenced or affected by the external circumstances whether it be smooth or not
因为你们出去所做的是坐在 神儿子的差遣。
Because what you go forth to do, you're doing under the name of the Son of God.
也就是在神的差遣里。
It's also sent by God.
既然在神的差遣的里面。
And so if you're sent of God,
你就不必管那个环境是好或者是坏。
You don't need to be mindful of that situation if it's good or bad.
那所以我个人是很深的体会。
And so personally, I feel this way.
启示录里边用了一些表号来表达一些信息。
That the symbols used in Revelations to express a message
绝对不是因为环境的压力而造成这样。
It is absolutely not due to the persecution or the pressure externally.
那既然不是这样，
And if that is not
the case, 那为什么启示录要说到那么许多叫人不容易明白的事呢？
Why is it that Revelation would have so many things that is hard for us to understand?
神既然启示他的话出来，他是要人明白啊。
Because if God reveals his word, he wants man to understand.
那他用这种方式来表达，那人就不容易明白。
And so he, if he expressed it in these symbolic ways, it is not easy for man to understand.
那弟兄姊妹们千万不别忘了。
But brothers and sisters, do not forget.
我们的主在地上的时候，他常常用比喻来诉说神的真道。
When our Lord was on earth, he often used parables to speak the truth of the Lord.
那这些比喻说出来，有很多人都不懂。
And so when these parables are spoken, many did not understand.
连他的门徒也有些不懂。
Even his disciples did not understand some of it.
那么既然说出来人家不懂，那你说来干什么呢？
And so if it is spoken, yet others do not understand, why say it at all?
门徒也用这个来问我们的主。
And even the disciples asked our Lord about this.
我们的主回答非常清楚。
And our Lord's reply was very clear.
他说这些话是要叫你们明白。
And he said, these words are for you to understand.
对他们来说。
But to the others.
他们是油蒙了心。
And that they have, their hearts are covered.
眼睛发沉。
And that their eyes are dim.
他们听不见，耳朵也是给塞住了。
And their ears also plucked up, they cannot hear.
所以他们听是听见却不明白。
And so they would hear and not understand.
看是看见却不领会。
And so they would see and did not know.
门徒就觉得稀奇啊。
And so the disciples would find it strange.
那你说来干什么？
So why do you say it at all then?
他主就说。
And so our Lord answered.
这是说给你们听的。
Words are spoken for you.
但是门徒就说我们也不明白。
Then the disciples also say we don't understand.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
门徒也是不明白。
Yes, the disciples also don't know.
但是你看到圣经里面的记录。
But when you see the recording in the Bible,
门徒不明白。
When the disciples did not understand,
他们就回到主的面前来。
Then they return to the Lord.
就来求问主。
So they ask of the Lord.
主这是什么意思？
Lord, what does this mean?
你说这个话是说出什么的事物来？
And so when you speak these words, what are you trying to tell us?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主就很清楚地给门徒讲解。
Then our Lord will clearly explain it to the disciples.
门徒就明白。
Then the disciples will understand.
也许当时他们不明白。
Maybe at the time they did not understand.
但是过些日子。
But as time passed,
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit came.
圣灵再把主的话向他们说一遍。
Once again, the Holy Spirit would you say the words of the Lord to them again.
他们也明白了。
Then they would understand.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到。
Then brothers and sisters, you realize.
我们的主常常用一些好像谜语或者是比方这些话来向门徒说话。
Our Lord would seemingly use riddles or parables to speak to his disciples.
好像别人一般人都不懂。
And so it seems the general did not understand.
但是对那个寻求神的人，
But for those who sought after God,
心里愿意知道主的人，
those who had in their heart willing to know the Lord,
因为不懂，
because they did not know,
所以就受吸引到主的面前，
so they were attracted before the Lord,
向主求问，
so they asked of the
Lord, 向主有所等候，
and they waited for the Lord,
主就向他们解开，
then the Lord would reveal himself to them.
我们感谢赞美我们的神，
praise and thank our God.
历史历代以来
throughout the generation,
都是用着这个方法来叫那些受吸引的人明白他所说的一切。
God would use this way to attract those who are willing to seek after him to reveal to them so that they would understand.
那现在我们就要回过头来问了。
And so now when we come back and ask,
为什么我们的主启示启示录的时候，
Why was it then when our Lord revealed Revelation?
这一个时候门徒们已经有了圣灵了。
That at this time, the disciples already had the Holy Spirit.
他还要用这个方法呢?
That he would still use this way.
那弟兄姊妹们,
then brothers and sisters,
这就引我们去注意,
this would lead us to pay attention to, 究竟
启示录是一本什么样的书?
What kind of book Revelation in fact is?
那我们现在是来念几节经文。
And so now let us read a few Bible scriptures.
第一章第一节开始到第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 3.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念着书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
那弟兄姊妹，从这三节的经文里面，你看到好几件很重要的事。
Now, brothers and sisters, from these three verses, you see some things very important.
是关乎启示录这一本书的。
It has to do with this book, Revelation.
我们先从最简单的看起。
And so we'll begin with the most simple.
头一点我们看到的。
The first thing we see.
这一本书是带给人祝福的书。
This is a book that would bring blessings to others.
你要读这一本书。
If you read this book.
神的祝福就要临到你。
Then the blessing of God would fall upon you.
你读过了这一本书。
And after you have read this book.
你知道他在那里说什么。
And you know what the book is talking about.
你就按照他所说的来跟随。
And that you would follow according to what it says.
神的祝福就要显明在你的身上。
Then the blessing of God would be manifested upon you.
那弟兄姊妹，这是最简单最简单的，我们看到这一本书的特色。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is something very, very simple that we see about the special characteristic of this book.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为这一本书的内容
Because the content of this book
是关乎一件很重要的事
has to do with something very important.
我们先来看头一件很重要的事
And so let us look at what is the first most important thing.
是什么重要的事呢?
What important matter is that?
第一句,耶稣基督的启示。
That is the first, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们,
Now, brothers and sisters,
这句话我们必须要非常准确地掌握住。
Now, we have to fully grasp these words.
因为启示录乃是耶稣基督的启示。
Because the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姊妹，也许我这样念，你就能领会这一句话那个准确的意思。
Now maybe if I read it this way, you might be able to grasp the accuracy of these words.
从耶稣基督来的启示。
From the
revelation from Jesus Christ.
From the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就看到那个不一样的地方在哪里。
So then, brothers and sisters, you realize the difference.
从耶稣基督来的启示。
From the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们说。
We say.
整本圣经都是。
The whole Bible is that very, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不单是启示录是。
So it's not only the book of Revelation.
那所以显然启示录不是从耶稣基督来的启示。
And so, then the book of Revelation is not the revelation of Jesus Christ.
而是这一本书是耶稣基督的启示。
But this very book, the book of Revelation, is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
里面所有的启示都是说到我们的主的。
And so other revelations,In this book reveals our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的一点。
Brothers and sisters, that's a very important point.
这一本书是说到主耶稣基督的。
This is a book that speaks about of Jesus Christ.
那如果我们从主的名字上面先来注意。
And so if we first pay attention to this name.
那这里第一就是耶稣。
Here at first is Jesus.
然后就是基督。
And then Christ.
如果我们从那个意义上面来说。
Now we look for the meaning of this
word. 头一个名字就是救主。
The first one, Jesus, is that he's a savior.
第二个名字就是神的受膏者。
Christ is that he is God's anointed one.
No, 第一个是牵连到 就是说到救赎。
And so, the first one, Jesus, has to do with salvation.
第二个就说到神永远的计划。
So, Christ, the second one, has to do with God's eternal plan.
那么也就是说，从救赎到永远的计划。
And so, that's also telling us from salvation into the eternal plan.
那救赎是从神的儿子来的。
And so salvation comes from the Son of God.
神的受膏者也是神的儿子所表明的。
And the Son of God is also God's anointed one.
这一个事实一合起来的时候。
And so when you place these two together,
我们就看到一件事情。
We can then see one thing.
从救赎进到神永远的旨意。
That from salvation into the eternal plan of God.
那这一个事实。
This fact.
是很大很大的一个事实。
It's an extremely great fact.
但这个事实怎么显明出来的呢？
But then, how is this fact revealed?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
神的儿子。
The Son of God.
那因此启示录是说到神的儿子的一本书。
Therefore, the book of Revelation is a book that reveals the Son of God.
从内容里面来讲。
From the content itself.
那是说到神儿子所成功的救赎。
It will contain...the completion of the eternal salvation of God,
并且因着这个救赎所带出来的那个结局
and from the salvation, the end result that will bring forth.
救赎是在人中间显明的
that salvation is manifested amongst men.
救赎的结局却是在宇宙中间显明的
yet the end of salvation is manifested in the universe
现在启示录就是说到这样的一件事
and so Revelation is talking about this matter
是说到这一位从救赎带进神永远旨意的结局的那一位神的儿子他是谁
it is talking about this very one this one who is the son of God who he isthe one who has brought us from salvation into the eternal plan of God.
他做什么事情?
And what he has done.
那简单的来说就是说到这一位神的儿子的所事和所做了。
And so simply put, it shows us who this son of God is and what he has done.
那因着这如果我们了解到这一点
And so we understand this point.
我们就看看启示录里面所说到的神的儿子是说到他哪里去了
And so when we look at Revelation then it tells us where did the Son of God go to
那我们光是在第一章里面
And if just in chapter 1
我们已经看到我们主的三个身份
We can already see the three positions our Lord has
这三个身份是贯穿着整本启示录
And these three status which he holds is linked throughout the book of Revelation
这三个身份也是把神永远的旨意来 做成功的
and it is these three status which he holds complete the eternal plan of God
我只是轻轻地点一点
I would just slightly point it out
以后我们读到本文的时候我们才详细地去看看
but later when we do read the text itself then we'll go into it
第一个身份你看见的
the first status is
这是复活的主
that it is the Lord who was risen
这一位耶稣基督是一位复活的主，从死里复活的主。
This Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord who has risen from the dead.
这是他在启示录里头第一个身份。
And that is the first status which he has in Revelation.
那第二个呢
？And the second.
那是教会的头。
That he is the head of the church.
比上你看到那七个灯台的时候，你就领会了这一个。
And so later when you read about the seven golden lampstands, you understand that.
然后第三个呢
？And the third one.
你留意到。
You see,
世上君王元首的
that he is the prince of the kings of the earth.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
你说到世上君王元首的，那就是在万有以上做元首的神的儿子。
And so when you talk about the prince of the kings of the earth, that he is the head of all, over all, the son of God.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
他在启示录第一章所发表出来的他的事迹。
Himself, which was revealed to us in the first chapter of Revelation,
他不单是 从死首先从死里复活的。
Not only is he the first to be risen from the dead.
他是世上做世上君王元首的。
That he is the prince of the kings of the earth.
他也是教会的主。
And he is also the Lord of the church.
那整本启示录就是在这里说明这一位神的儿子。
And so this entire book of Revelation tells us of these three status of the Son of God.
如果我们要看这些事的话,
and if we're looking into these things,
第一章你看见复活的主,
chapter 1 you will see the Lord which was risen.
第二、第三章你看见教会的主,
and from chapter 2 and 3 you can see he is the Lord of the church.
19, 20, 21, 22, you can see the king of the world.
19, 20, 21, 22, you can see he's the prince of the kings of the earth.
那当中就是那个过程。
And within all that, then is the process.
从死里复活开始，一直到这一个神永远的旨意成就在他儿子的身上。
How is it then when he was first begotten of the dead, and into the process that eventually he will be the prince of the kings of the earth?
那这是耶稣基督的所事。
And so that has to do with who Jesus is.
然后你就看到。
And then you'll see.
他怎么做。
How did he do it?
在这儿你看到。
Here you can see.
他是教会的主。
He is the Lord of the church.
他管理着教会。
He rules over the church.
领着教会来成就神的旨意。
He leads the church to complete the will of God.
然后你看到,
and then you see,
他是审判的主,
he is also the Lord who judges.
啊, 他借着各种各样的审判,
and through many judgments,
来结束天上地上一切抵挡神的权势,
to put to an end all the authority that is opposing God, whether it is on earth or in heaven.
然后你又看见,
and then you also see,
他是建造新天新地的主。
He is also the Lord who creates, who establishes new heaven and new earth.
当然其中最主要的是新耶路撒冷。
And of course, the most important of that is New Jerusalem.
这都是在他所做的那些事的里头。
And all of these are among those things which he does.
那现在耶稣基督的启示。
And now, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
就是说到这一个关乎他是怎样的一位神的儿子
tells us how he is the son of God.
那他做了什么事
and what he has done.
带出一个什么的结局
and what is the end that he is to bring forth.
那启示录就是说明我们的主在这两方面所显明的
and so Revelation tells us then these two things of our Lord.
嗯，也许我再说多说一点
and maybe I'll say a little bit more about that 了解 so brothers and sisters can understand
不是把基督所说和所做的包罗万有全记在里
that revelation does not record all the things who our Lord is and all the things which he has done
所以我们说不是从耶稣基督来的见证
and so
the 启示
so this is not a revelation from Jesus Christ
因为从耶稣基督来的启示起码你要包括四福音
and because if you're saying from the revelation of Jesus Christ that must include the four gospels
你也加上书信里面的一些真理的教导
and you also must include some of the truth that's included in the epistles
这是至少的
and that's the very least
严格说起来
but to be very strict
整本圣经都是我们的主要上人说的话
in fact the whole Bible are the words which the Lord wants to speak to man
但是主要说的话是不是就说完了呢
but does that mean all these words would contain with the words which he wants to say
这个我们不知道
we don't know
也许他要叫人明白的话已经说完了
Maybe those that he wants man to understand, he has finished saying.
他要在全宇宙中间说的话,
but the words which he wants to say throughout the universe,
没有人知道他有没有说完。
No one knows if in fact he has finished saying them.
如果你说启示录就是从耶稣基督来的一些的启示，那这个包括就没有完整。
And so if you say the book of Revelation starts from when the Lord Jesus Christ came, that is not complete at all then.
启示录,
but revelation,
是主的启示,
it is a revelation of the Lord.
启示出他是谁,
it reveals to us who he is,
和他要做成什么,
and what it is that he wants to complete.
这个是启示录,
and that is the book of revelation.
那所以比上你就看到。
And so later you see.
关乎神儿子的启示。
Regarding the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这个启示是神给他的。
This revelation was given to him by God.
神给他什么呢？
What did God give him?
神给他要做一些事。
God gave to him to do something.
这些事情。
And these things.
有些他已经做了。
Some he has already completed.
但是还没有做出。做到结局
but he has not finished some of it
但是这些事一定要做成
but some these things must be complete
并且很快就做成
and it will quickly come
我们感谢主
and we also thank the Lord
所以你看到
so you will see
他说这个启示是神赐给他叫他将要快成的事指示他的众仆人
and so the revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass Brothers and sisters,
读启示录啊,
when you read Revelation,
有一个事实是我们不容易明白的。
There is a fact that we cannot easily understand.
但是它确实非常实在的。
But it is indeed very real.
就在这一句话说出来。
And it's also spoken to us in these words.
耶稣基督的启示是神给他。要他将必要快成的事来指示他的众仆人。
So the revelation of Jesus Christ is something that God gave unto him so that he can show his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
那在我们的领会的里头。
And so in our understanding,
这个将必要快成的事啊。
That these things which must shortly come to pass,
还没有完成的。
So they have yet to be finished.
是在前头的。
It is ahead of us.
对不对
so does that, is that correct?
完全对
that is completely correct
但是这是在我们的立场观点上面来明白的
but that is in our viewpoint something for us to understand in that way
但是很稀奇的
but also very amazingly
当圣灵说出这一句话的时候
that when the Holy Spirit says these words
他不是在人的立场和观点上来说这个话
he is not speaking these words upon the stand the viewpoint of man
他是在什么立场上来说这个话呢
so upon what point does Holy Spirit say these words
他是在父与子的立场上面来说这个话
he is speaking these words on the stand of the Father and the Son
你说这话怎么说
then you say how can you explain it
也许我一说出来弟兄姊妹就明白了
maybe if I say it again you might understand
因为你读启示录啊
because when you read Revelation
你能抓到这一点啊
if you can grasp this point
启示录就读得比较轻松
then it will be easier for us to read Revelation
没有抓到这一点啊
otherwise
读启示录就很吃力
it will be very hard
不定是很吃力
for us to read Revelation
很困扰
not only is it very hard it's very difficult and troubling for us to read it
这句话原来的意思怎么说呢
brothers and sisters pay attention to the original meaning of these words
中文真的很难翻
啊 It's very difficult in Chinese.
因为翻出要把那个意思翻出来是很不合情理的。
Because when you translate the original meaning, it doesn't make sense to us.
我试着这样把它翻成中文。
I try to translate it to Chinese in this way.
文字上是不通的。
It and not make sense to,by wording.
但是那确实事实。
But that is the truth.
那是什么事
So how does it go?
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他那留意了叫他将很快就完成的已经做好的事指示他的众仆人
So in the Chinese translation it's in original meaning The original meaning should read something like this, that the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, is to show unto his servants things which are completed, which must shortly come to pass.
Things have already done to finish by the shortly. 那弟兄姊妹你说通不通呢？不通啊。
So brothers and sisters, does the original meaning make any sense to us?
你已经做好了，怎么又会快又会成呢？
And so if you say, these things are completed, they are done, how would it come then to be passed?
根本是不 成立的。
And so that's something that does not stand at all.
如果是已经做好的，就是已经做成的。
And so if it's completely done, it is done.
如果还没有做成的，就是还没做好。
And so if it's not done, then it means it's not done.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的观点。
Brothers and sisters, that's the viewpoint of man.
但是弟兄姊妹，你记得。
But brothers and sisters, remember.
这里是父把一个事情交托给子。
This is something that the Father gave over to the Son.
而这一个在神那一方面已经不是什么问题了。
And so this matter is actually nothing at all to God.
在神那一方面，事情已经做完了。
So with God,these matters are already done. It's completed.
这不仅是因为神是从永远到永远的神的这一方面。
And so that's not only in regards to because God is from eternity to eternity.
不受时间来限制的这个点。
It's not based upon the point that he is not confined at all by time and space. It is not because of that.
这是跟和耶和华没有难成的事的这样的一个事实也连在一起的。
But it also has to do with the fact that with Jehovah, nothing is impossible.
而这和神看一日和千年，千年如一日的那一个这个事情也连在一起。
And it also is connected with the matter that God will view 1,000 years as a day and a day as 1,000 years.
那对我们来说
，But to us.
启示录到现在已经快2000年。
That the book of Revelation till now is about 2,000 years.
然后再要经过1000年国度。
And you still have to go through 1,000 years of kingdom.
然后才进到新天新地。
And then you enter into new heaven and new earth.
那是3000多年的事情。
That is over 3,000 years.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意。
But brothers and sisters.
这里面所提到的是。
What is mentioned here?
在神的心思里
in the heart of God
在神的定义里
in the will of God
已经做成了
they are already finished, done
已经做成了
it is complete
不需要等到3000年后
we don't have to wait till 3,000 years later
在神的心思里神已经做成了
in the heart of God they are already completed
所以他说他已经做好了
and so what he has already finished
让就告诉他的儿子
so he tells his son
让他的儿子去告诉人说这些事情很快就出现了
and so for him to show unto his servants the finished things which would shortly come to pass
弟兄姊妹我再说一遍
brothers and sisters I say it again
按人的观念来说这个事情是不能成立的
according to man's comprehension we cannot understand this
但是在父与子当中这个已经是一个事实
but with the father and the son these already are facts
那所以
So,
当我们读启示录一直读下去的
when we read Revelation onward
你就能看到到那个时候我再给弟兄姊妹们详细的指出来
you'll be able to see but I'll point it out again when we get there
启示录分成好几个段落
that Revelation is broken up into many different parts
我不是说那个大段落
I'm not saying about the bigger part
我是说那个事情发生的整个过程的里边是分成好几个段落
but in the process of all these things coming about it is broken up into sections
你能看到
But you see,
每一个段落里头那个事情的出现发生开始出现结局
But amongst all these sections you'll see the beginning, the process and the end
都沿着一个这样的规律
It is all according to this same timeline
什么规律呢
What principle would that be?
天上先显明神做的
And that is the principle that first in heaven it will reveal what God wants to do.
然后接上去地上就按着天上所显明的来一个一个的出现。
And then be revealed one by one.
一段过去了。
And after one section has gone,
第二段开始的时候
the second part will begin.
又是把天上的那个定规摆出来。
It again was.Show us what is determined, what is willed in heaven.
然后地上就按照那个定规，一件一件一件的来实行。
And then on earth, it will be executed point by point of that will.
一直到启示录的末了都是这样。
It is the same all the way until the end of the book of Revelation.
启示录里边，启示录里头的一个很明显的那个段落的那个那个那 那个出现的规律。
And so that's a very important principle we have as we read into different sections of the book of Revelation.
那等到我们读到本文碰到这个情形的时候，我就指给弟兄姊妹们看。
And so when we do read into the actual situation, I will point that out to brothers and sisters.
我们就了解了。
Then we'll understand.
啊，原来我们的神在这里一开始就说明了。
Oh, that is why our God has already stated for us at the very beginning that to man these things are completed and will shortly come to pass. But to God, they are already finished. We praise and thank our Lord. And then we also have to pay attention to when the heart of God is revealed to man, what principle does that have?
弟兄姊妹，你留意在这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention here.
神的儿子
the Son of God,
把神给他的那个启示就告诉约翰。
The revelation given to him by God tells his servant John.
一个约翰。
One John.
然后
and then,
借着约翰
through John,
就指示他的众仆人。
It is to tell his many servants.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这个
？Brothers and sisters, look at this. God
把他心里的那个意思
gave what the heart, the plan he had in his heart
启示给他所特别拣选来接受启示的人
reveal to and someone who has he has specially chosen to receive this revelation.
然后借着这一个接受启示的人。
And through this individual who received this revelation,
把这个启示就分散出去
that it would shed abroad this revelation to others.
不仅是启示录是这样
Not only revelation is like this.
整本圣经都是这样
In fact, the whole Bible is this way.
保罗的书信就是神把他的意思启示给保罗
For example, the epistles of Paul, Paul is receiving the heart of God.
保罗接过来以后就交付封给
And after Paul received it from God, he shares amongst the children of God.
彼得是一样。
It's the same with Peter.
雅各是一样。
Same with James.
所有圣经里面的一般人以为的作者，他们的经历都是这样。
And so the authors which we hold for the various books in the Bible, that experience is the same in that way.
所以我们常常很强调说，圣经的作者是圣灵。
And so we always emphasize that the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
不是任何的一个人。
It is not any individual.
因为任何的一个人只不过是去接受启示而把它交通出去的。
But those individuals are merely those who receive the revelation and have shared those, the fellowship amongst others.
那从这个神把他的启示发表出来的那个规律的里头。
And so under this principle that this revelation is from God,
也就带出了一个神儿女们的学习。
Also gives then the children of God this lesson to learn.
从一个人接受启示而交通给比较多的人。
From one person who receives this revelation to share to many others,
从比较多的人交通到更多的人。
And to these many others, it would be also fellowship to even more other people.
那人家就说都不是直接的启示。
Then others may claim this is not direct revelation.
经过了那么许多手了。
It has been passed along so many times.
我们常常说我们都要第一手的。
And we always say we want to have first-hand knowledge.
现在是二手、三手、四手、五六七八手了。
And now it's second, third hand, and so on.
那弟兄姊妹们，属灵的事情。
Brothers and sisters, spiritual matters,
是需要你有第一手的经历。
Yes, you need to have first-hand experience of it.
但却不是要你有第一手的启示。
But it is not in order for you to have the first-hand revelation of it.
你不可能有第一手的启示的。
You cannot have that first-hand revelation.
因为第一手的启示的那一段日子已经过去了。
Because the period for first-hand revelation has passed.
神所要向人启示的到了启示录已经启示完成了。
What God wants to reveal to man has already ended by the end of Revelation, the book of Revelation.
人不能再对神的启示有所增加或是有所减少。
Man cannot add or subtract anything from any revelation of God anymore.
我们读到22章的时候我们就很清楚看到这一个。
And when we read to chapter 22, we can see that very clearly.
也就是说神的启示已经完成了。
It is also that God's revelation is finished.
人不可能再有第一手的启示。
Man can no longer have that first-hand revelation.
但是人都必须要在神面前有第一手接受启示的亮光的经历。
But man must have that experience of receiving that revelation, the first-hand revelation from God.
那个话怎么说呢？
So how do you say that?
比方说，
For example,
我现在把启示录的话交通给弟兄姊妹们。
For example, if I share the words of revelation to brothers and sisters.
那这些话，
These words then,
是我个人直接从主那里领会过来的。
Are words that I have directly received from the Lord.
但是这个不是启示。
But that's not revelation.
这个只是我去经历神的话语的那个经历。
But that is only the experience I have in experiencing the Word of God.
那如果弟兄姊妹们，你接受了我的教徒。
But after brothers and sisters, if you have received my fellowship,
而你们也不再下功夫了。
And yet you don't do anything else.
你说王弟兄已经替我们读过了。
And you say Brother Wrong has already read the book for us.
他也已经告诉我们是怎么回事，我们用不着花时间花精神了。
And he already told us what it's about, so we don't have to spend any time and energy in reading it.
那弟兄姊妹这样一来啊，
then brothers and sisters,
你就没有第一手的经历。
You would not have that first hand experience.
那你怎么能有第一手的经历呢？
So how is it in order for you to have that?
你从某些人那里接受了一些交通。
That you have received some fellowship from such a person.
你把那些交通带回主的面前。
And you bring that sharing back to the Lord.
你直接从主那里去看。
And you look directly to the Lord.
回到主的话里面去看。
You return to the word of the Lord.
等候在主的面前请让主来向你说话。
And you wait upon the Lord for him to speak to you.
主也给你看见。
And the Lord would also give you vision.
不是因为你听到交通而看见。
It's not because you have heard the sharing, then you see this.
里面也看见了。
But also you see this from within.
里面的看见和从交通得来的那一个体会以后是敏和的。
And it is also maybe the revelation you have from the Lord, it's the same as the fellowship which you heard.
而你晓得了。
Then you know.
主给你经历到他的话语。
The Lord then has given you the experience of His word.
这是什么呢？
What is that then?
那这就是第三节里面所说的。
That is in first verse.
念这书上预言的。
That those who read these words.
和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的。
And they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein.
都是有福的。
Blessed are they.
你去念。
You go read it,
你去想,
and you think about it,
你看准了,
and you have seen it accurately, you keep it.
弟兄姊妹们,
then, brothers and sisters,
第一手的经历就在这里,
that is your first-hand experience.
我们感谢赞美我们的,
we praise and thank our Lord.
这是神的话语在人中间传开的那一个规律。
That is the principle in the spreading of God's words.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
接受福音的拯救是这样。
When you receive salvation of the gospel, it is that way. 我们生命的成长的过程也是这样过来的。 The growth of our life also is that principle.
整个属灵的追求和建造也是这样过来的。
Our entire spiritual pursuit and building up, it is also by that same principle. Indeed, we praise and thank our God.
启示录这一本书,
this book of Revelation,
你说它难读，它是有点难。
You say it's difficult to read. Yes, it is a bit difficult.
但是难不是难在它本身的内容。
It is difficult not because of the content itself.
难在我们没有掌握神给我们启示的规律。
But it is difficult because we have not grasped the principle in which God wants us to have.
并且我们太喜欢自己去替神想出一些解释。
And we often like to think of some ways to interpret God's words for God.
因为我们的天然都是很好奇的。
Because by nature we're very curious.
你别第一第二第三章问题不太大。
Maybe you don't have much problem with chapter 1, 2, and 3.
因为那些话都说得很明比较明显。
Because those words might are more clear.
到了第六章。
But chapter 6.
一匹马，两匹马，三匹马，四匹马，五匹马，六匹马都跑出来了。
That there are so many horses and things that come about, then
我们就想这些马是什么意思？
Then we might think, what does these horses represent? What do they mean?
我们就在那里拼命的去想。
Then we strive so hard to think about them.
结果也想出一些问题来。
And so we think about something.
看上去也好像是。
And we that those things make sense.
但事实上是不是呢？
But in fact, are they true?
只有主知道。
Only the Lord himself would know.
但是多半都不是。
But probably those things that we think about are not right. So maybe for example,
这不是那当中的六匹。
This is not the six pairs of horses that's mentioned there. When I was younger,
我听一个很有名望的传道人解释启示录。
I heard a very renowned preacher who was explaining Revelation.
啊、真是说得头头是道。
And he made it seem so make sense, logical.
你觉得一点难处都没有。
So we have no difficulty at all in receiving his words.
但是很可惜，都不是事实。
But unfortunately, they're not the truth.
那我举个例子。
So for example,
我们读到那个吹号的时候，
when we read about the trumpet,
就看到有一个怪物出来。
And so there's this beast that would come forth.
好像是一个马。
It looks like a horse.
中间伤了那个铁甲的。
But also armored in the breast.
那它尾巴就像那个蝎子。
And yet the tail was like a scorpion.
它的嘴巴里边能喷出火来的。
And from the mouth there comes fire.
那是正是第二次大战的时候，我在念中学了。
And that was through the Second World War. I was in the high school.
那个时候德国人的武器啊是很厉害。
At the time, the weapons used by the Germans were very great.
现在来看，回头来看就一点都不厉害。
But when we look in retrospect now, it's not great at all.
但是那个时候的确是很厉害。
But at that time, they're very great.
他们其中有一个武器是喷火坦克。
And so there was this weapon they used that was the tank that breathed fire.
那么那个知道人就说啊，这个就是那个喷火坦克了。
And so then that preacher would say, hey, right there, talking about that tank with fire.
就杀人二万万。
And so when that weapon would kill so many people at once.
丢子妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
第二次大战到现在已经多少年战年间已经过去了。
How many years did the Second World War to now pass?
如果照着他那个时候这样说法，我们主已经不知道要来了多少遍了。
And so according to his way of explaining it, then our Lord has come already so many times.
那所以我们不是这样来读启示录的。
And so we do not read the book of Revelation in that way.
我们读启示录。
When we read Revelation,
我们必须要回到神的话里面去。看神的话怎么说。
We must return to the word of God to see what it tells us.
然后我们才能领会主说出来的那个意思。
And then we're able, 大概
是什么。
And then we're able to understand maybe the general meaning of the word of the Lord, what he's trying to tell us.
我们不能说肯定说一定是这个一定是这个。
Brothers and sisters, we still cannot say for sure that is what he's talking about and that is what he's referring to.
我们还不能这样。
We cannot be that way.
那所以今天晚上我先和弟兄姊妹们把启示录那三个大段先来确定一下。
So tonight I want to confirm with brothers and sisters the three sections of Revelation that we would know.
如果这三个大段我们确定了下来，
if we are confirmed with these three sections,
有很多难解决的那个问题我们已经解决了一半。
Then there may be many difficulty questions that we may have that are half solved already.
因为许多的时候我们造成我们心思上的混乱的乃是时间的观念不准。
Because sometimes when we have those difficulties in reading, it's because we have not grasped fully the matter of time in the book of Revelation.
那弟兄姊妹们，启示录这一本书，
so this book of Revelation,
它自己本身就把它分成三个大段落。
Itself is broken into three sections.
这不是人分的。
It is not separated by man.
是圣灵自己分的。
It is broken up by the Holy Spirit himself.
我们掌握了这个时段。
And if we grab hold of this,
那我们看这些问题就比较没有那么多的困扰。
Then when we do look at those issues, we're not as troubled.
那这三个大段是什么呢？
And so what sections are these?
那请弟兄姊妹们你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
十九节第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 19.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事并将来必成的事都写出来。
Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be thereafter.
弟兄姊妹，这里提到三类的事。
Brothers and sisters, it's mentioned three things.
头一类是所看见的。
One is the things which thou hast seen.
第二类是现在的。
And the others are which are.
第三类是以后必成的。
The third things which shall be hereafter.
那这三类的事情就很自然的把启示录分成三个大段落。
And so these three things very naturally would break for us the three sections of Revelation.
那你不必想脑筋在那里说怎么把启示录来分段。
So you don't have to think, how do I break it up then?
神的话已经替我们分好了。
The word of God already has broken it up for us.
所看见的。
Which you have seen.
现在的事。
Which are.
将来必成的事。
And the things that shall come.
那弟兄姊妹现在我们就要来看。
Brothers and sisters, then we have to see.
什么是所看见的呢？
What are things you see?
那是第一章。
That's chapter one.
是第一章的从第八节开始。
Starting from verse 8.
一直到。
Until.
一直到十八节
until verse 18.
第一章第八节到十八节是所看见的事。
And so from chapter 1 verse 8 to verse 18 are the things which are seen.
这是约翰在拔摩海岛直接所看到的那些事。
And so that, those are the things which John on the island of Patmos himself directly saw.
这里面那个最重要的那个点是复活的主。
And so the most important thing about that point is that he is the Lord, the resurrect, the risen Lord.
这一位复活的主就是教会的头。
And this risen Lord is also the head of the church.
这是所看见的。
And so this is the things which he has seen.
然后就是现在的事。
And then the things which are.
如果说现在的事
and so the things which are
那这个应该也没有难处、
we don't have any difficulty with that
但事实上有难处
but in fact we do
因为你读上去你没有看见现在的事从什么地方开始在什么地方结束
because when you read the things which are where does it begin and where does it end
如果就着我们的观念现在现在就是现在嘛
and so according to our own concept now is now
一个小时以后对现在来说就不是现在
and so if an hour later it is not now
昨天的事情对我们现在来说就不是现在
and so yesterday's things to us now today is not now
我们的观念现在就是现在
so our concept the present is right now
过了的不是现在
what is in the past is not the
前面没有发生的不是现在
what is in the future is not the present
只有现在的才是现在
but only now is the present
但是主在这里所说现在的事
but when the Lord says the things which are
就不是我们这个观念
it is not our concept
他是有他特别要表达的意思。
He has a special meaning which he wants to tell us.
那究竟现在的事是指着什么
？So the things that are, what is it pointing at?
那我先告诉弟兄姊妹们。
I first will tell brothers and sisters.
但是我不给弟，我先不让弟兄姊妹们啊、去了解为什么是现在，这个是现在的事。
I won't go into detail to explain to you why are then those things are now.
第二章第三章是现在的事。
Chapter 2, chapter 3 are the things which are.
你说那现在我们懂因为这第二章第三章是七封书信。
You say maybe we understand now because chapter 2 and 3 are talking about the seven epistles to the churches.
那就是当时在亚细亚七个教会主就告诉约翰说你写信给这七个教会
and because it is at the time when the Lord told John to write the epistles to these seven churches in Asia Minor
主跟约翰说话的时候那就是现在
and so that is the present when the Lord was speaking to John
这七封书信就是现在
and so these seven epistles are the present now
当然这个是没有错
yes that is also correct
但是当你读进去第二第三章的时候
but、
你就发觉困难了
when you do read into chapter 2 and 3 you'll find it difficult
因为你发觉那里边说的事情很多很多不是现在
Because when you do read those things, they don't look like it is the present.
包括过去，包括以后的。
It includes the past and the future.
那你说，那这怎么能说是现在的事呢
And so if that includes the past and the future, how can you say those things are the present?
我再回头来看这个。
And so, that has to do with what I mentioned to you before.
因为圣灵没有把现在的事像所看见的和将来必成的事情那个时间的那个观念给我们说的那么清楚
because the Holy Spirit when it tells us about the things which are it is not clear to us about the time when it is the past or the future
所以对现在的事我们必须先有一点保留。
So to the things which are, we have to have some reservations about that.
等我们弄清楚了所看见的和以后必成的，那你很自然就看到现在的事是什么。
So then, in other words, if we're clear on the things that have seen and the things which shall come, then naturally the things that are left are those things which are.
那启示录第三个大段是最长的。
And so the third part of Revelation is the longest.
因为是从第四章一直到二十二章。
Because it is from chapter 4 all the way to chapter
22. 就是根本的启示录第四章以后的全部。
And that has to do, chapter 4 to 22 has to do with the things to come after the book of Revelation.
那现在请弟兄姊妹先看第四章第一节。
And so if you look at chapter 4, verse 1.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as if it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter.
那弟兄姊妹你看到了。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
以后必成的事情开始了。
It's the beginning of the things which must be hereafter.
从什么时候开始呢?
When does that begin?
从天上。
That is,
那个敬拜开始。
It begins with the worship in heaven.
就一直说说说说说，说到末了。
And then it continues to go on and on until the end.
都在这个以后必成的事的范围里。
It is all included in this portion of the things which shall come.
因为你读下去的时候。
Because when you read on.
你看到天上的那个大敬拜。
You see the great worship in heaven.
神的宝座设立在那里。
That the throne of God is established there.
神有七个火灯。
And there are seven fire stands before God.
然后。神的羔羊在那里。
And then the Lamb of God is there.
蒙救赎的人也到了宝座。
And those who are saved are there.
天上所有被造的物都围绕着宝座来有敬拜。
And all the creatures of heaven are surrounded before the throne to worship.
然后神的羔羊就给领到宝座来。
And then the Lamb of God would be led to the throne.
就有一卷书就交给这个羔羊。
And so there was this book given to the Lamb then.
这一卷书就有七个印把它封严的。
And this book is also sealed with seven seals.
这个是第四章第五章这两章里边所提到，第四章第五章就说到天上的事情。
And so this is the situation in chapter 4 and 5 the events in heaven.
就是以后必成的事的开始。
And that's the beginning of the things which are shall
come. 以后必成的事的开始就开始在那一卷书的那七个印上面。
And so the beginning of the things which shall come begins with these seven seals on this book.
然后你就看到。
And then you'll see.
那七个印是一个一个的给揭开了。
That these seals were opened one by one.
一个印揭开就发生一些事。
And after the seal was broken, then this happened. And another seal which was broken, then this happened.
一直揭到第七个印就引出了七只号。
And so, after these seven seals were broken, there were seven horns.
那七只号就按照次序来吹了。
And so these horns were blown in sequence, in order.
到第七只号的时候。
And after the seven trumpet was sound,
就带出七个碗出来。
It will bring forth seven bowls.
那七个碗也按照次序来把它那碗里面的东西倒在地上。
And so these seven bowls and what contained in it was one by one poured onto earth.
倒到末了的时候。
And at the end,
就地上的一切的有组织的事物都结束了。
All the things which have organization or system comes to an end.
不管是政治也好，经济也好，宗教也好，什么都好，都结束了。
Whether it's political or the economy or the religion, it all comes to an end.
然后神的主的国度就出来。
And then the kingdom of God of the Lord will come forth.
然后主的国度经过了以后，新天新地就出来了。
And after the kingdom of the Lord is over, then the new heaven and new earth will be established. So all these things,
都从第一个印开始。
It all begins with that first seal.
所以我们就看到以后必成的事情，就是第四章以后的。
And so we then can see from chapter 4 to the end are the things which shall come.
那现在我们就掌握了两个事实了。
And so now we have grasped these two facts.
头一个事实是所看见的事。
The first thing is the things which we see.
就是约翰在拔摩海岛上所看到的。
And that's the things which John saw on the island of Patmos. The risen Lord.
审判的主。
The Lord who judges.
在教会当中 检查的主。
And the Lord who examines, searches the church.
那第二个我们确定是要来的。
And the other thing we can grab hold of is the things which shall come.
就是从天上的敬拜所引出的封了七个印的一卷书卷。
And that is from the worship, the great worship in heaven, and this book with the seven seals.
那个印一开始结的时候，就把以后必成的事情带出来。
And when that first seal is broken, it opens to us the things which shall come.
那所以
，So then，
剩下来的
，What is left，
就是第二章第三章。
It's chapter 2, chapter 3.
这个称为现在的事。
That are the things which are.
我们知道
，We know，
所看见的事完毕，就是现在的事。
Well, after the things which are seen are the things which are.
现在的事完毕了，那就是以后必成的事。
And the things which are after that would be the things that shall come.
但是为什么我们要特别把现在的事情啊这样来突出出来呢？
But why do we have to stress then the things which are in this way?
在这里我要先提一点。
Because I must first mention to this, to brothers and sisters.
启示录里面绝大部分的事情不是与教会有直接关系的。
That most of the things in the book of Revelation does not have a direct impact on the church.
启示录里头绝大部分的事情是和地上的人有关系的。
That most of the things in the book of Revelation has to do with the people on earth.
但是与教会没有直接的关系。
But it has not direct relationship with the church.
有间接的关系，但是没有直接的关系。
It has to do with the church indirectly, but not directly.
所以在启示录里头
，So in Revelation,
提到教会的部分不多的。
It is not many parts that is mentioning about the church.
第二章第三章。
Chapter 2, chapter 3.
第七章一点点。
A little bit in chapter 7.
但是那个时候已经是被提了的教会。
But at the time, it is the church which has been raptured.
那个时候的教会不在地上。
And so at that time, the church is not on earth.
地上已经没有教会了。
On earth, there's no more church.
然后你再往底下去看。
And then you go on and read on.
你就看到在荣耀里的教会。
You can see the church in glory.
几个阶段。
A few scenes of it.
一直到新耶路撒冷。
Until New Jerusalem.
那启示录里头教会所占的那个篇幅不多。
And so the portion about the church in Revelation is not much.
主要是集中在第二章、第三章。
It is all emphasized in chapter 2 and chapter 3.
就是称为现在的事的这一个部分。
And so that's in the section of the things which are.
那这个现在的事。
And so the things which are.
固然是当时实实在在的现在。
In fact, it is the very present of the period of time when John was writing.
但是这个现在的事情。
But the things which are.
并不停留在当时的现在。
Also does not only remain in the present of John's time.
而是继续在时间上有发展。
But it continues onward in time.
发展到有一天。
Until one day.
那现在的事就结束。
That the things which are would come to an end.
那发展到哪一天呢？
What day would that be?
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
第二章第三章。
When we do read chapter 2 and chapter 3.
很容易。能体会到一件事。
Very easily you can understand this.
第二章第三章的事情不单是发生在主跟约翰说话的那一个时刻。
The things of chapter 2 and chapter 3 are not only happening at the moment when the Lord was speaking to John.
也是一直发展在教会历史里头。
But it continues to happen in the history of the church.
发展到今天。
Until today even.
并且继续发展到主回来的那一天。
It will still continue on to the day when our Lord shall return.
所以这个现在的事是很长的一段时段。
And so the things which are in fact is a very long period of time.
严格说起来。
And so to be very strict.
比国度的时间还长。
It is even longer than the time of the kingdom.
因为国度只有一千年。
Because the kingdom itself only has 1,000 years.
现在的事到现在已经千多快两千年。
But the things which are in fact are even over 2,000 years.
那我们怎么来说出这个事情呢？
And so how do we explain this?
特别我们是读到那七封书信末了的那四封书信。
Especially when we read the seven letters, the last four.
就更清楚给我们看到这一个。
It would show us this fact even more clearly.
但是没有看那后四封书信那特别的那个话以前。
But before we read those words that are in those four letters,
我想弟兄姊妹们要留意。 一句话。
I think brothers and sisters have to pay attention to this.
圣灵向众教会所说的话。
That these are the words spoken by the Holy Spirit to the many churches.
那这句话是在七封书信的末了都出现的。
And so, these words are shown in all the letters.
如果按照我们的现在的观念，七封书信就是给七个教会。
And so according to our own concept, these seven letters are to seven particular churches. It has nothing to do with us. Because it's not given to us. It is given to Ephesus. It is given to Smyrna. It is given to Pergamos. And it is given to Thyatira, to Sardis. It is given to Philadelphia. It is given to Laodicea. It is not to us. But, brothers and sisters, when you read this verse, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Then you cannot push it aside. And say the Holy Spirit did not say those words to us. If the Holy Spirit in fact spoke those words to us, then we are also included in that time frame which are. That's one point. But if we continue on to see from the last four letters, you'll see even more clearly.
那几节圣经读一读，弟兄姊妹们就知道了。
I'll read them to you, then you understand.
第25节。
Verse 25.
但你们已经有的，总要持守，只等到我来。 第二章25节。
Chapter 2, verse 25. But that which ye have overcome, and keep my works unto the end.
那, 然后第三章,
but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. Chapter 3.
第三章是第三节。
Verse 3.
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我被领到你那里，如同贼一样。
Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief.
那弟兄姊妹也晓得
Brothers and sisters,
是指着什么时候说的。
You also know when these words are spoken, what time that is.
如同贼一样。
As a thief.
第三句。
The third one.
第十节十一节
Verses 10 and 11
你既遵守我忍耐的道我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼我必快来
Because thou hast kept the word of my patience I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth Behold, I come quickly
那第四第三章的二十节
And then chapter 3 verse 20
看到我站在门外叩门若有听见我声音就开门的我要进到他那里去我与他他与我一同坐席
Behold, I stand at the door and knock If any man hear my voice and open the door I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me
弟兄姊妹你知道什么时候能与主一同坐席
Brothers and sisters, you know when can we sup with the Lord
这四封书信
In these four letters
都提到一个时间的问题
It has to do with it mentions about this time period
这个时间是一直指着主再来
And this time period points when our Lord shall return
那因此弟兄姊妹你很清楚就看到
So brothers and sisters you can clearly see then
这七封书信里面所说的
The words in these seven letters
是包括了当时写信的时候
Includes the time when the letters were written
一直到主回来以前
All the way untiljust right before our Lord returns.
这就是现在的事。
And so throughout that long period is the time frame which are, so that is indeed a very long period of time.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
启示录很自然地给我们看到他在神的计划里头的那一个分段。
Revelation shows us clearly the sections that is broken up into in the plan of God.
我为什么特别在今天晚上就把这一点点名呢
And why do I want to point out these things tonight?
许多时候神的儿女们读 启示录。
Because so many times when the children of God read Revelation,
明白神在时间上的那一个安排。
It is because they don't understand the arrangement of God that God has in time.
常常把不是对教会说话的那些话扯到自己的身上来。
That so often they would read into the words that God has spoken, but not to the church, and they would bring those words to themselves.
结果就自己恐吓自己。
Then, in that way, they would scare themselves.
哎呀，糟糕了，糟糕了。
They would say, trouble, woe.
啊，那个红马一出来的时候，我就完了。
That when that red horse will come forth, I will be finished.
而且那个碗一倒下来的时候，我都不知道它往哪里跑了。
And when that bowl is poured forth, I don't know where to hide.
弟兄姊妹没有这样的。
Brothers and sisters, no such thing.
如果我们在时间上能掌握的准确。
If we're able to grasp the timeline very clearly.
你看到在地上发生灾难的时候。
Then you see when the tribulation is on earth.
教会已经在天上。
The church is already in heaven.
地上的事情再也不能摸到教会。
That nothing of this earth on earth can touch the church. We praise and thank our Lord.
详细的我们读到本文的时候，我们才啊。
We'll share in depth on the details when we get there.
我们先把启示录这一本书它的特点和它的内容和它的时间上的那个掌握来弄清楚。
So first, let us grab hold of the special points, characteristics of Revelation, the timeline, and the sections therein, to understand this.
那这样我们在读启示录的时候。
This way, when we do read into it,
我们就没有那么吃力。
It will not be so hard on us.
我不是说读启示录容易。
I'm not saying it's easy to read Revelation.
但是最低限度，我们能脱离很多不必要的困扰。
But at the very least, we can help ourselves to depart away some difficulty and troubling.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
因为他既然把他自己向我们启示。
Because if he does reveal himself to us,
他也必定帮助我们去明白他的启示。
He will also help us to understand his revelation.
他要叫我们认识他是始，他是终。
He will let us to understand he is the beginning, he is also the end.
他是阿拉法，他是欧米伽。
He is also the Alpha and the Omega.
他是起先的，也是末后的。
He is the first and also the last.
一切都是他。
And all is him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
今天晚上我们就停在这。
I think we'll end here tonight.